You're listening to Allied Health Podcast, talking all things allied health with your hosts, Danielle Whedon, physiotherapist, and Claire Jones, occupational therapist.
This episode is brought to you by Allied Health Awards. Today, we're joined by Serena Jones, occupational therapist and director of Allied Health Support. She's a supervisor and a mentor, and most importantly, she is the founder of the fabulous Allied Health Awards. Welcome, Serena.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. We've also got Danielle with us, of course.
Yep, I'm here as usual. So before we jump into discussing the Allied Health Awards, Serena, can you tell us, or our listeners, we know you well, but tell our listeners a bit about you and your healthcare background.
Yeah, sure. I am an occupational therapist with, 20-something years experience across the UK and Australia, and also across public, private and not-for-profit sectors, mostly in clinical roles, but I have also had the pleasure of jumping into several leadership roles over that time. So clinically, I tend to work with adults and I tend to work in neuro, but as OTs, you work across all kinds of areas, don't you, Claire?
Absolutely. And how did the Allied Health Awards come about, Serena?
Well, they didn't exist, so I felt that they needed to, so I just started them and gave it a crack. As an OT, I knew what we needed, and I knew that that was the missing link, and I knew that there was lots and lots of allied health professionals around the country doing amazing things that weren't necessarily in academia or didn't necessarily fit into the, you know, three research based awards that the association may or may not provide. So I knew that we needed to connect and recognise and celebrate on a number of levels and make sure that we could all participate and feel that belonging.
Recognition is so important, and we've done a couple of episodes recently on burnout. And I think that recognition, a lack of recognition, has got to be a contributing factor to burnout as well.
Oh, completely agree. Yeah.
And in this current climate where we're so short of allied health professionals, we really need recognition to keep people in the profession and doing the really valuable work that they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. And a number of people actually in Darwin just on the weekend were saying, thank you, my bucket is filled. You know, thank you. I feel seen. I feel heard. I've enjoyed spending time with my tribe more than anything. And that makes my heart sing. That's part of the reason why I started them.
But I also think as well, so the first awards were in 2018, weren't they?
Yeah.
And I love that they've grown, but I also love that they've grown in categories of allied health professionals, because often we're siloed into a singular profession, whereas when you're working out there, most teams work in a multidisciplinary setting. So it's so good to have many allied health professionals all recognised on, you know, in these yearly awards.
Yeah, thank you. I work really hard on the different types of categories. So there's both individual and team categories. And under the individual banner, there's, you know, your OT of the year, your osteo of the year, your physio of the year, et cetera, et cetera. But there's also more general individual categories. So allied health leadership and management excellence, or allied health educator excellence, or early career. So there's a number of options for individuals, no matter where they're working and no matter what they're doing, whether they're practicing clinically or not. And in addition to that, there's the team categories, which are also super competitive.
I can imagine. And so you did touch on it, but you're in Darwin last weekend hosting the 2023 Allied Health Awards. What are your highlights, or have you got any special mentions for winners or special awards?
Yeah, how much time have we got? It was so incredible to be in Darwin and I had only been there on a recce trip earlier this year, but a lot of people said to me, thank you for bringing it to Darwin, not only the locals, but also various health professionals around the country that had been able to get to there and celebrate in Darwin. And they said, I've never been before. What a beautiful excuse to come. So that was really nice. Look, I always run the evening before event as well. So on the Friday, I host the evening before the gala on the Saturday. And that was really great this time, really, really great. It's always good, but there was a really big turnout. And it just means that you start that relationship building and you start that networking early. And so then by the time you get to the gala, you've already built that relationship. It's like networking on steroids. And so we hang out, we catch up beforehand, and then we've got the gala, and then I always have an area in a lovely brekkie spot, and people sort of come and go and catch up, and those connections are really solid.
And Danielle touched on it before in terms of multidisciplinary, but if you think about it, when you attend conferences, they're always they're mostly discipline specific.
Yeah.
So to come together in a group of, you know, a huge multidisciplinary group and network, that's so valuable for clinicians, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And that was certainly one of my objectives when I set up the awards. So to make sure that we don't silo ourselves professionally, which I think we can often clinically we work as a team, but I think professionally we can silo, and that annoys me. So I think together as an allied health community, we can do so much more. And actually, as it happens on the Saturday, I mean, nothing happens by accident in my world, but on the Saturday was International Allied Health Professions Day. So you know, it was just the icing on the cake, and everybody certainly felt that love and that coming together.
Yeah, and I think the idea, allied health professionals traditionally haven't been super great necessarily at networking or sort of blowing their own trumpets and all of this. So I think it's so great that there's a platform that employers can nominate employees or their teams for all of those different categories. So
Absolutely. Shall I let you know what the nomination process is? Because sometimes every year we have even a couple of clients nominate their professional.
Yes, please.
So anybody can actually initiate a nomination, and I've set up the platform with that in mind, because you're right, we're garbage at blowing our own trumpet. Mm. We're garbage at writing our own applications, and often we need, I say we because I am just as bad. I'm an OT. I'm 100% in the same camp. But often we really need that little push. And so anybody can initiate a nomination, and that is a really brief, who are you nominating? What are their profession? You know, what category are you nominating them for? And then that nominee gets an email, and it's that lovely, oh, somebody has thought to nominate me. Somebody thinks that I am deserving. And then I'm hoping that is enough for that individual to complete the nomination themselves. The way that I've set it up is that it actually works much, much better if the individual completes their own nomination, because they can do the best job and they can do the most quality application because they have the details, they know what you've been doing, you know. Whereas if I was to nominate you, Dan, I don't know all of your background. I don't know all of the amazing things that you've done. And so I've found over the years that the nominations don't have the same level of quality, even though the thought is really there. It's actually really important that there's a consent and awareness from the actual individual being nominated themselves. And I think part of that process that I love is when you actually do that application yourself and you're forced to really reflect and look back at all the things that you've done and why you've done it, it's actually a really therapeutic process in itself.
Yeah. What's the process? Do they go to Allied Health Awards website in terms of nomination? Is that
Yeah. So AlliedHealthAwards.com. And then we actually host the nominations on a separate nomination platform with this incredible awards-based software specifically for award nomination. But there is certainly a link. You can jump straight over there from the website. Yeah.
Serena, how many categories are there, and what range of allied health professions do the awards cover?
Yeah, great question. The Allied Health Awards, I have set it up so that they are in alignment with the Australian Allied Health Association, so that it's in aligned with the allied health professions that are recognised under ARPA. So I quite often have professions like Chinese medicine practitioners saying, well, why don't we have a category? Why don't we have a category? You have to draw the line somewhere. And what I have done within Australia is aligned with the professions that are recognised under ARPA. Mm-hmm. So every allied health profession recognised under ARPA have their own category. Some years they don't get up. If I don't get enough nominations for a particular category, I close the category for that year. For example, unfortunately, osteopathy of the osteopath of the year didn't get up this year.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's right. Whereas last year there was oodles of nominations. So it changes year on year. Mm. But generally speaking, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people nominate every year. So there is at least 20 categories every year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what about the, sorry, Dan.
Matt. We're in sync. We've worked together for too long, Claire.
We have.
You can go.
I was just going to ask about the leadership and management categories. Do you want to talk a little bit more about those categories?
Yeah. Yep. So there is a beautiful category called Allied Health Leadership and Management Excellence. And that is very popular, and that has some slightly different selection criteria and weighting within those criteria. There is another general category, as I said before, Allied Health Educator Excellence or Allied Health Early Career Excellence, Allied Health Impact and Innovation. Mm. There's some really cool categories to showcase all the amazing different things that allied health professionals can do now. I really wanted to make sure that no matter where you were working or what you were doing as an allied health professional, you could still apply and still be eligible for at least one category.
Mm. There's so many different career pathways for allied health professionals. Yes. Now we've really seen, Danielle and I have really seen in the last 5 years, there's, you know, many emerging pathways now that we just weren't seeing sort of 10 and 15 years ago.
So how cool is it?
It's so cool. It's fantastic. And I think it's great that the awards are recognising people that are doing quite out of the box things within allied health.
Yeah. That's one of the things I really love about it, actually, is learning what other people are doing in our community and connecting people together.
Yeah. And then it gives other, like, early career therapists, you know, ideas of where they can take their career.
100%.
So good for allied health professions overall, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the winners from this year was Kennedy Lay. I'm not sure if you guys have connected with Kennedy. He's a bit of a legend. So he's a physio and a pilot and started up Fly to Health. So essentially allied health flying doctors. And so he was the winner of the Impact and Innovation Award for this year.
Mm, well deserved.
Yeah.
Going a little bit back to nominations and next year's awards, which is important, because have you got a date and a location, and are nominations open yet?
Of course. These are really big events. So yeah. I plan and work on this event for about 18 months. So, yes, I am absolutely on track for next year. We are holding the 2024 Allied Health Awards at the Gold Coast at the Star, which is exciting. It's going to be a really big year next year. And that is on the 12th of October. Yeah. So nominations are about to open in the next week. They will be opening. So potentially by the time this is published, nominations will be open.
Will be open. Great.
Yeah. And in addition to that, I actually, as a result of many, many requests, I've actually now opened early release gala tickets too. So jump on and purchase your tickets and make a saving to make sure that you get your ticket, make sure you get your seat. It's going to be really popular next year.
Yeah, it is, Serena. I think being on the Gold Coast, it could be a sellout. Let's hope so.
I'm sure it will be. And lots of people are talking about tacking on their family holiday. I know my kids have already, I've already promised them that they'll be coming next year. Yeah. So there'll be lots of babysitters and babysitting opportunities and family holidays before and after, which is always lovely and always needed at that time of year for us, isn't it?
Yeah, especially for us Southerners, us Melbourne-based, Tassie-based. Bit of sunshine is always needed at that time of year. I just want to, before we wrap up, Serena, I just want to say to all our listeners, remember you can nominate another allied health professional. I love that about the awards. So if you know of someone who's doing a great job as an allied health professional, nominate them.
Jump on. It only takes a minute, and that part of it is free and easy. So jump on, and then your colleague or your peer or your therapist will get a really lovely email of recognition. So that in itself is what this is all about.
Yep, definitely. And we'll publish, when we publish this episode, we'll publish the dates for the nomination opening and the date of the awards for next year.
Great, thank you.
Great to chat again, Serena.
Thanks so much. I look forward to working with you ladies over the next year.
Definitely.
Thanks, Serena.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Allied Health Podcast. In the show's notes, you'll find links to our free recruitment resources, job opportunities, and healthcare marketplace insights. To listen to new episodes, please subscribe via Apple, Google, or wherever you find your favourite podcasts. And if you've enjoyed the show, please give it a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your therapy colleagues and friends to tune in.